patient tests positive for Ebola in New York City. From APM, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. A Columbia University physician who traveled to Guinea to care for Ebola patients is now in isolation at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. He fell ill and later tested positive for the disease. The Centers for Disease Control is working to confirm that diagnosis. At a news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said officials were prepared.
A very careful protocol has been in place now for weeks. This protocol was followed every step of the way, including the initial contact with the individual, the transportation to Bellevue, the protocols at Bellevue. Everything has been followed very precisely.
The city's dispatched case managers to interview and, if necessary, to quarantine anyone who is in contact with the doctor who could be at risk. In Chicago this weekend, UPS will hold a recruiting event to hire temporary drivers. The shipping giant says it needs 95,000 seasonal workers to meet the demand from holiday shoppers and to avoid what happened last year. From Chicago, Nova Safo reports.
Remember last Christmas?
For the shipping giants today, it is the nightmare after Christmas.
An untold number of packages did not arrive in time.
And Amazon is pretty much squarely placing the blame for this with UPS saying...
Yep, it was bad. This year, says UPS spokesperson Susan Rosenberg, they'll be ready.
UPS will flex its air and ground network with more temporary processing capacity.
The shipping giant is adding more temp workers and doing it earlier this holiday season compared to last. That's to meet increasing online shopping demand. E-marketer analyst Yori Wormser says online shopping will see double-digit growth for several years to come. And retailers are also changing up how they ship.
A lot of the retailers themselves are shifting their fulfillment models to shipping from stores. So there's just going to be a big increase in the pickup points.
And that'll add even more pressure on shippers like UPS this holiday season. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The world's biggest producer of gem-quality diamonds holds a presidential election today. Diamonds have been good to the Republic of Botswana, but not everyone has benefited equally, as Kate Davidson reports.
Diamonds helped transform Botswana from a very poor country into an upper-middle-income economy. Former U.S. Ambassador Michelle Gavin says Botswana avoided the dreaded resource curse. That's when countries with rich natural resources experience low economic development. She says Botswana protected its revenue.
It hasn't gone into Swiss bank accounts. It's not in some former president's yacht somewhere in the Mediterranean. In Botswana, you can see what happened to those revenues. You see it in the roads you drive on, the schools and the clinics that you pass.
But you still see poverty, a fair amount.
There's tremendous inequality, and there has been for years in Botswana. It's one of the more inequitable countries in the world.
Political scientist Amy Poteet of Concordia University says the volatility of diamond prices has increased in recent years, which she says plays into the country's lower growth rates. Whoever wins this presidential election will face continued pressure to diversify the nation's economy. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. In London, the FT 100 is down 0.36% at 6,396. The DAX in Germany is down 0.38% at 9,012. And looking at the futures markets here, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down. Dow futures are down 0.2%, 34 points. It's at 16,579. The midterm election is just 11 days away, and we learned this week that when all's said and done, Democrats, Republicans, and outside groups will have spent close to $4 billion campaigning. That'll make this the most expensive midterm ever. At stake, both parties say, is control of the U.S. Senate. Rob Collins heads up the Republican Party's efforts to win a Senate majority. He's the executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and he joins us now. Hi there, Rob.
Hi there.
My first observation is this isn't cheap, trying to win control of the Senate.
No. Senate races are really impactful, not only for the next couple of years, but the next 50 years. A lot of Americans invest in campaigns and put their time and energy and resources into campaigns to make sure we elect the best people possible.
Are you surprised at all that the price tag on this is expected to be $4 billion? I mean, would you have thought that we'd be at this point?
Look, I mean, I think there's two ways to look at it. One, which is... The Halloween animal costume business is a $800 million business a year. So I think this is a little more important than dressing up our animals. But I also think it talks about the desire for change in this country, that the American people are looking for a different direction. and they're willing to invest in it. So I guess I'm not shocked, but it does make for some longer campaigns than we have seen historically.
How nimble can the National Republican Senatorial Committee be sort of going into the election? Are you responding to polls? I notice you've been putting more money in very competitive races as they get more and more competitive. How much can you sort of change the ship's direction as things go on?
Well, the races and their expense have caused us to really have to think on how you're going to spend your money in the last few months. Races that are seeing $50, $60 million of spending are tougher to impact than races that have seen less spending. We've been tactically very nimble, but strategically we put a plan in place over the summer that we have been able to invest in and kind of build out all year. And where the nimbleness comes in is kind of those micro decisions on, you have three ideas or three options for a TV ad, and you know it's a combination of using the technology and the polls and the data to drive the decision, but being nimble enough to allow for the opportunity to change on a dime if you see something that's working better.
Rob Collins is the executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Rob, thank you very much for taking the time.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And a little context on the way out. $4 billion is roughly the GDP of Fiji, George Lucas's net worth, and how much value investors have assigned to the website Pinterest. I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.